From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Art therapy pioneer Dr. Judy Rubin will host a screening of her film Lessons from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood at Big Arts on Sanibel Saturday night. The film explores the educational and psychological lessons employed by Fred Rogers and his iconic children's program, which ran on public television from 1966 through its final season, which began airing in 2001. Rubin worked with Rogers, appearing as the art lady in the early years of the show. Rubin stopped by our studios for a talk about the film. We began our conversation with a look at how they began working together.
I worked with Fred the first 3 years of the show, which is 66 to 69. And we met because we had the same mentor, and she said, you've got to meet this guy, and so on. So I ended up working with him for 3 years, maybe once a month, doing segments. But of course, I watched the show, and my children were watching the show, and I knew from getting scripts what he was thinking. And he and I worked for the same Department of Child Development, which at that time in the 60s was in psychiatry. It was in the medical school. Benjamin Spock and Eric Erickson were our teachers, and they founded the place where he and I worked with kids, actually. So he asked me to be on the show. I said, no, I'm not a performer. He said, that's why I want you. I said, I'm going to have a baby and nurse the baby. He said, don't worry, you'll come before and after the nursings. I said, no, thank you. Then I get six scripts in the mail. So, and the other thing about Fred and me, before I get into the film, is that I was telling him about some work I was doing with some kids at the School for the Blind, and they were the multiply handicapped or multiply disabled children. New, actually, in the late 60s, babies were being saved that hadn't been saved before with many disabling conditions. And the people at the school, nobody expected they could do anything creative. So I'm telling Fred, you wouldn't believe what they're doing. I'm going to write about it, but I don't know that people are ever going to believe it. And he said, well, you have to make a film. I said, Fred, I don't know anything about making a film. He said, you must know someone with a camera. Ended up making the film. I learned with that the power of film. I had already learned the power of television. Then I learned the power of film as a teaching mode. The reason I and the people at the Fred Rogers Company wanted this to be made available is this guy was a genius. He had a way of conveying very complicated ideas simply and beautifully, because he was a composer. He wrote all the music, all the scripts, was the voice of most of the puppets. But the ideas about how to manage feelings, how to control impulses, how to deal with pain, he was very open-eyed and insisted on looking at the bad things as well as the good things in life. But he continued throughout his career to consult with mental health and child development experts on every single aspect of the show. The personhood of Fred, the personality, the human being who had the gift of making that intense connection. He didn't learn that from the experts, but he did learn what was going to frighten children, what was going to help them grasp what he was trying to say. And I would say, from my experience knowing people, but also when I was in practice as a therapist, I would quote his lyrics to adults as often as to children, because it's the same issues.
Well, let's talk about the land of make-believe. What was, I guess, particularly important about having that element of the show in terms of maybe further exploring themes brought up, you know, during the beginning and ending segments of the show, which took place in the quote-unquote real world?
Right, which is where I mostly worked with Fred in his kitchen, although once I went to make-believe. The issue of reality testing or differentiating between reality and fantasy is a major one, again, for people of all ages. It's more confusing for children than for adults, but I think you know just from being human in this world that adults can't always differentiate what's real from what's imaginary or fantastic. So Fred wanted very much to build in the difference between the real world, his neighborhood, and the pretend world, the world of make-believe, where anything could happen, and then back to the real world. And actually, the themes dealt with in both were the same. And the puppets then were the primary actors in the neighborhood of make-believe. But I remember many conversations we would have about how hard it was getting for children to differentiate, because on television, even in the 60s, you were seeing real people do make-believe things, and make-believe people, like cartoon characters, do real things. And how on earth could you tell what was real and what was not?
Well, and final question here, just in regards to those producing children programming today and in the future, what lessons or ideas or principles would you perhaps like to see folks take from Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Well, that's one reason I hope that the DVD that will be shown at Big Arts on Saturday will be watched by many, because the lessons are pretty simple. Be calm, be clear, deal with things that children are really interested in, care about. Don't be afraid to talk about scary things, but talk about them in a way that children can hear and not be frightened. Make it clear what parents can do or what other people can do or what you as a child can do if you're scared. Fred had a wonderful phrase. I think it was his grandfather who said it, or maybe it was his mother. When things are frightening, go look for the helpers.
Well, Dr. Judy Ruin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, John Davis, for inviting me.
Dr. Judy Rubin will host a screening of her film Lessons from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood Saturday night at 7 at Big Arts on Sanibel. Fred Rogers' widow, Joanne Rogers, will join Rubin for a Q&A discussion following the screening. Find out more information about the event at bigarts.org. This is WGCU News.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty.